For the second time in the regular season, and the last time for the regular season, we take a look at the coach's playbook for PCM. A little fitting since they don't have a game this week, but hey, let's get them on the show. PCM's offensive playbook, with a play called The Giants.
Giants! Giants!
Help us, God!
Kind of the bread and butter for the PCM offense, a play called The Giants. Odd and even, just take us through, Coach, exactly, you know, what exactly The Giants is.
Okay, Giants is, it's where we're trying to get the ball outside primarily, but we also leave a cutback lane for the running back. So if we're running Giants even, we're running it to our right. If we're running Giants odd, we're running it to our left.
And he's going to give it to West Cummings to the left again, following his blockers easily, walks into the end zone. West Cummings, PCM touchdown from 3 yards out. So he has a 5 yard and a 3 yard, all of that left side.
It can be a running back running the ball. It can be a quarterback running the ball.
Worth looking for the snap. Hands it off. No, he's going to keep it himself at the middle. Has blocker in front of him. Lot of room across the 25. Tons of green in front of him. Turn to the 40. Across the 50 to the 45. Got to cut back inside. He's following his blockers across the field. There he goes. Touchdown, PCM Reedworth on a long 90-yard touchdown run.
And you can throw in some screen type of passes off of it, and we do that quite frequently.
Reed gets the snap. He steps up, fires over to the right side, has West Cummings at the 45, across the 40, and he is by himself. Touchdown, PCM, West Cummings on a long, looks to be about a 65-yard touchdown reception.
Overall, I'd say it's been more effective for us because we are better at kind of down blocking and pulling around people than we are just pushing people around. So it gives us a little bit better angles, and it lets our running backs have two options. You can either take it wide or you can cut it back.
Now, when are the tendencies? When is this used usually? Because I've seen it used a lot in the red zone, and you've really been able to kind of get some scores off that. But then we've also seen West Cummings break a long 60-yard touchdown with them.
We like to use it anywhere on the field, but what we kind of want to dictate it to is where we feel like the defensive weakness is. So if they have a player out there that we feel like we'll be able to pull around to with our guard and get on an outside linebacker, we'll probably keep on running the play there.
I'm gonna rip your head off!
If they have a stud outside linebacker, a safety that feels real hard, you know, we'll probably try to fake the play that way and then maybe hit a screen on the back side of it. So that's primarily how we use it. We'll use it anywhere. Sometimes in games, like sometimes we're calling Giants even, Giants odd, or, you know, sometimes we say east-west, sometimes we say right-left.
Don't be talking about my mama!
But we're calling it, but you'd never know that it was designed to be a run because we're throwing the ball on the backside of it. So, you know, it's pretty versatile to us. Sometimes you can run it with a quarterback. You just get a lead blocker with your running back, and it's been a heck of a play for us.
Now, why is it called The Giants?
To truth be told, you know, we stole that terminology from a system that we got off the former offensive coordinator at UCLA. You know, it's nothing we thought of. We just stuck with the same terminology that he used, and we really liked it.
I just figured it was something off of the movie The Little Giants, like the annexation of Puerto Rico or something.
How about the annexation of Puerto Rico?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Nathan Sage. And now back to the studio with Marcus Johnson.
Look, you berserk old Barbie doll.
And Corey Hauser.
Is Spike mistaken? Aren't you a girl? Spike don't play with girls.